Settle down. I'd like to introduce the host, my aunt, Annette Law.
Woo-hoo! Very good, very good. Love it, love it, love it. Good morning. She's already got to settle down, because you know how y'all come in and act. You talk too much, and you're not following the rules when you get in. So everybody should have their beverage of choice in hand. But I do have to ask, you know how I always talk about the coffee and stuff. I do have to ask, does anybody drink, like, a Bloody Mary in the morning? Because when I was traveling in first class, the many would order a Bloody Mary. Now, I know it has something to do with tomato juice, but I'm not quite sure what else goes into it. But I think they don't put the liquor in. So I think, I don't know. If anybody knows, give me a call, 347-989-8385, and tell me what a Bloody Mary is. And the other thing, a mimosa. Now, I don't know what that is. I think it's orange juice and champagne. Well, champagne gives me a headache. Any type of white wine will give me a headache. So if you drink, is that like something you only do on an occasion? You just wake up in the morning and drink some orange juice and champagne. Well, you know what I'm getting ready to say, so get ready. You know what I'm drinking. And I had to go run out and get some because I didn't have any. You know what it is, right? My Diet Coke. Yeah, I'm waiting. Just. I hear you. You boo me every week. Just get over it. Okay. Oh, but I do have to tell you this. Okay. I was watching an episode of CSI. And a guy wanted a vodka. And Jethro said, it's really early in the morning. Now, stay with me on this one. Guess what the man says? He said, put a Cheerio in it. I thought about it. Vodka and a Cheerio? Okay, I thought it was funny. Anyway. Okay, now, if you're hearing some heavy breathing in the background, don't worry. It's them. My fam dream team. I have on the line my sister, Lisa. What's up, Lee? Okay. She doesn't want to say anything. Brittany, who's also my producer, and my niece, Brittany.
Hello.
Oh, okay.
Hello.
Hi.
No, this is Lisa.
Lisa, what's going on?
Yes, I'm here now. I'm here.
Okay. Had to put that drink down. That's what it was. Anyway. Yeah.
Mimosa.
Your mimosa. Hey, look, Lisa is my baby sister. She has no other choice because my mother only has two children, so that would make her my baby sister. But anyway, I have Brittany. Brittany, are you in the house? Does Cameron have you tied up?
He tries. Can you hear me?
Okay,
hello?
There it is. Yeah, hey, Brett.
Hi.
Hi.
How's everyone this morning?
Good.
Hey, Brittany.
Hi, Mom.
Producer of the show. Now, last but not least, we have the matriarch on the phone with us. Well, wait a minute. Does matriarch sound like real old, like a matriarch old woman? But, I was old school with Moses. So if my mother was born old school, I guess that makes her a matriarch.
Sounds like the woman of the household.
Yeah, the woman. I came up with this other thing. It's called a BWP. I can't tell you, it's a morning show. But anyway.
Oh, God.
That's what it's she who had the most power. And her
I
name
think
is,
I'm noting it.
Yeah. We call her Mommy. She's also known as Mayor. Okay. She also has the name Mimi for her great grandchildren. But her better name is.
Because when I was cooking, and it looks so. And allegedly God.
Yeah, everybody remembers allegedly, so that I don't get sued because this show is being recorded. We don't want to get myself in a lot of trouble, but I do want to thank my family for getting permission to get out of your cell box to do the show. I'm really excited about that. But you know what? If you're new to the show, welcome. Welcome. I'm glad you're here. Just get comfortable. My name is Annette, and it's time to start the family meeting. Okay. Now, I expect my mother to say something here. And you know who I talk about? Always my first two favorite people, Kim K and Beyonce.
Mm-hmm. Oh, no.
Okay. Here we go.
Here we go. Here
what
we go.
About him?
You know what? But before I say that, did you hear that lovely voice that told you all to settle down? Did you say, yeah? Guess who that was?
Okay.
Tell who you are.
It's Gabriella Long Singleton.
Okay, Gabriella
Long. Hi, Sugar Cookie.
Thank you. Also known as Sugar Cookie.
Okay, back to my favorite people. My mother's saying she's forgotten. Didn't I say they call her Mommy, Mayor, Mimi, and Mrs. Law?
Mayor.
Go ahead. You get to the mic. Good morning. This is Anne Long.
Awesome. Hey.
See how proper she is. Anyway, back to my favorite people. Kim K and Beyonce. Now, everybody knows I am Kim K. I know people laugh me and say, why are you with Kim K? And I always tell you, get beyond to sex tape. Okay? Now, stay with me for a minute. No, you know what? I'm going to just say it right up front. Kim K is getting bashed because she did two sex tapes, okay? Two.
When did she do the second one?
When did she do it?
I didn't know she did the second one.
Well, that's allegedly.
Allegedly, okay.
Allegedly.
Basically one with, what, Ray J? And I don't know. So, allegedly, there's two out there. But people, remember Beyonce didn't want to go, you know, because Kim is not in her league and they weren't going to the wedding.
You want to close the door?
Say again?
Hello?
Who was this? Brittany, was that you?
No, I don't know who said close the door. Maybe somebody is trying to sing. I'm not sure.
We got Teddy on the line. Close the
door. Anyway, so come on, just tell me if I'm wrong. Okay, you do two sex tapes, right? So did anybody see the videos that Beyonce did, the soft porn? Right? Am I right?
Yeah. What about Beyonce? You said Beyonce. We always seen Beyonce's. You talking about the elevator? The elevator scene?
Oh, no. We didn't even get there yet. I'm talking about her CD. Did you see the video? I've been drinking. But
oh, yeah.
So you're calling it soft porn?
I call it soft porn. Okay, what do you say?
Beyonce is trying to keep up with the Millennium Hots, is what they call them, and that's the new Millennium Babies, anybody born from 1986 on. And, you know, that's just what's being put out there for the world to see. Women don't have no clothes on. And, you know, she's just molding into what everybody wants, pretty much. Sex, though, that's how I see it.
I think it's sad.
I think that if you have talent, then your talent should speak for you, not
true.
How naked you can get and how many body parts you're showing.
Well, you got to remember she's getting old. So now
she want to show her old body.
So supposedly she's not aging.
But should I start showing my old body?
I said,
yeah, you got to take pictures of me now. Should I show my old body?
No, that's a hard show. That's not an old body. Listen,
okay.
When we're talking, just so you, y'all know the deal, let people know who you are so they know that, you know, it's Lisa saying insane stuff, really being, telling us the updates on the Millennium Babies or whatever.
And Anne Long.
Mrs. Long had something she wanted to say.
I said that I thought that she is now getting up there in age, and therefore she's not as, it's not as popular with the younger set. She has to draw in the older set and the men. So therefore, that's what she's doing.
Drawing in people in general, because she is getting up there in age, and the people that are listening to music and buying albums are the young girl.
Well, how old is Beyonce?
She's in her 30s.
Is she now?
Yeah. Like in her 30s. Allegedly.
Allegedly.
Mommy said so is she. Allegedly.
That's why I thought I had you on the show. This is Anne Long. I want to ask about the fight that was on the elevator, but I want to tell you that I went out to lunch with five people, and Bob got on the woman, right? We all jumped up and started hitting her to get the bug off of her, and people start running out the restaurant because they thought we were fighting. So I think that maybe there was a bubble on JC, and Ange was trying to get it off of it.
Yeah, that sounds good. I think that, you know what, doesn't that sound like more of a butt kick thing? She had a bubble in him.
Mm-hmm. Okay, you say so.
A lot of ways, allegedly, that was her on the tape.
Spider on him.
So they're trying to spider, you know, trying to get it off. And then, let me say this.
Well, what was up with the pointing of the finger? We might have not heard any audio. This is Lisa talking. We might have not heard any audio, but what was up with the finger pointing? She's pointing at her sister, and then she's pointing at him. So is she telling him, look, the spider might be on you, or the spider might, what is she saying?
I don't know.
Okay.
I don't know. I would pay big bucks to hear what
the audio. Did you guys hear what was supposedly went on and why
No. She
got so enraged? Well, I mean, if you all ever noticed and paid attention to how Beyonce just sat in the background, and I think it's because she already knows that her sister is one of those wild cannons that already has some anger issues, that has gotten in fights with several different people throughout the industry that you just don't hear about, because a lot of stuff gets hush-hush with the, you know, with the Knowles family. But supposedly allegedly one of Damon Dash's ex-wife, who was a business partner with Jay-Z and the Rockefeller, they had a, they were friends at one point, and eventually they had a falling out. And
Solange supposedly felt like Jay-Z was disrespecting Beyonce at the Met Gala where they were for the, I guess, the some type of award show. I'm not sure exactly what exactly the Met Gala was for, but, you know, he was flirting with her and they were being inappropriate, and she was feeling like he was disrespecting her completely, and she had enough. So I don't know what kind of best pass does Beyonce and Jay-Z have as far as violence and things of that nature, but supposedly they have a rocky relationship that they kind of keep out of the press.
Hmm.
There's a lot of things.
Ooh, that was a good scoop, Brittany.
But you know what? With them, the only thing, come on, Lee, back me up on this. If my sister gets on an elevator, kicking and screaming, ask somebody, oh, I'm jumping in, or at least try to stop to, you know, see what's going on. I'm not going to stand in the corner like Beyonce did. Like,
Usually in that, you say, oh, don't do that. Oh, no. Gabrielle is another one. Don't do that, boo-boo. Please don't do that. Don't say those words. So it wouldn't have been, you wouldn't have jumped in. It would have been more of, oh, no, Lisa, don't do that.
But you also understand it's her husband and her sister. And, you know, at one point, obviously, Solange had a point why, she, you know, Beyonce felt like she wasn't going to stop her sister from interacting with her husband, because at the end of the day, he obviously was wrong with whatever he did, because she didn't really jump in. You can see her kind of voicing and talking to him and saying things to him as her sister was kind of going at her. So whatever was being said, it wasn't directed to her sister to tell her stop, because obviously something happened where he was wrong, and she must have been standing up for him, for her. That's how I seen it.
Brady, I think so too, Brady.
Let's take a quick commercial break. And
okay,
when we come back, we can finish up with, I got a couple of nutty, nutty news to tell you that you're not even going to, you know, you're not even going to believe it. We're going to take a quick break. You're listening to the Survival Radio Network. We're over 600,000 downloads. So we are doing it in 3D. We'll be right back.
Hi, I'm Ryan Seacrest for RAD. Over 300 people in this country are killed every week by a drunk driver. That's the equivalent of 2 747 plane crashes every single week. And the problem isn't going away unless we all do our part to stop it. So if you see someone who's about to drive after drinking, get the keys. Don't leave it up to anyone else. Friends don't let friends drive drunk.
A public service announcement brought to you by RAD, the National Association of Broadcasters, and the Ad Council.
Houston, Atlanta, Dallas, calling out all high school seniors and current college students. Listen up.
Don't let your barriers block your blessing.
And don't let your past dictate your future.
Because we have a challenge for you.
Hi, this is Dorian Paul Williams, formerly of the great Charlie Wilson and the Gap Band, and founder of the Fathers Who Will Foundation. We created a unique scholarship called the See Average Encouragement Scholarship. That's right, See Average Encouragement Scholarship, because of students just like this. And we're coming to your town to bless you. Hit them with the website.
That's www.cscholarshiptour.com.
That's www.cscholarshiptour.com.
So,
you may be a C average student now,
but with a little more encouragement and motivation,
let's show the world what you can be.
Are you looking for a reputable company that offers human resource consulting services, workshops, and speakers for individuals and organizations? Give Miss PDW Enterprises a try. PDW topics cover building your personal brand, job seeker preparation, and business planning workshops. Visit their website at www.misspdwenterprises.com or give them a call at 678-360-4112. Miss PDW Enterprises, LLC, where engagement is key. Be sure to let them know SRN sent you.
FOCUS. Find opportunities, create unique success. Focus is an empower agency that provides motivational tools needed to aid our youth and young adults in the Metro Atlanta area. Allow Focus to provide your kids with additional help in developing self-awareness, leadership, communication, and empowerment skills. For more information on how to get started today, go to www.focusfruits.com. Focus, life coaching for youth and young adults.
Well, 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 we're back. I got my family with me. I've got my niece. I have my niece, Brittany, who's also my producer. I got my sister, Lisa.
Hello.
And I've got my Mrs. Long is with us, a.k.a. her mother. I want to finish up really quick because I have a guest we want to bring on, and I want to give her as much time as possible. But I have to tell you two things off the nutty news. Okay. Woman goes into school, has her son point out. Let's forget that. Anyway, this lady came up and beat up two kids in the school and, you know, whatever. And then, this is the one story I did want to tell you about. This, he's a self-proclaimed Nazi. I don't know what self-proclaimed means. I don't know if he didn't get voted in or whatever. Well, he was convicted of killing two women and raping one. Okay? One. Okay? Now, I would say, I wonder why not the other one. Well, anyway, he killed himself. And, of course, they say an apparent suicide. If you are hanging from a sheet from the roof, why would that be apparent? So I don't ever understand that one. Okay, but here's where you're going to get a little ticked off. He confessed to his 2009 crimes, and he told the investigator that he raped a woman because, ready, stay with me, he didn't want to be a virgin anymore. And he had been turned down 100,000 expletive times, and he wanted to kill non-whites. And that's what this thing reported. So enough of that. I just thought it was funny that he didn't want to be a virgin. Anyway. I am so ready that we have on a woman that just, I was so intrigued when I got the media package, and I said, when I saw her book, I was like, oh, wow, how cool is that? I mean, it was just like, wow, you know, I never thought about that. So, Sam, why didn't you find her? But we kind of connected, and her name is Beverly Golden, and she's just, her new book is, now I got to say this with my braces on, Confessions of a Middle-Aged, wait a minute, hippie, I'm sorry, Confessions of a Middle-Aged Hippie. If you have braces on, Beverly, you know that it's really difficult to say certain words. So, ladies, welcome our special feature fan, Beverly Golden. Hey, Beverly.
Hi there. Beverly. Hi, can you hear me?
Yes, we can.
Hi there.
Loud and clear. Loud and clear.
All right, I'm here.
Okay.
Hi, everyone.
Hello.
Hi, Beverly. Hi, I've been listening to your conversation about Beyonce. So it's a fascinating topic. I actually wrote an article about her a while ago for the Huffington Post. So I think I have my own views on celebrity and how that kind of shows up for people out in the world. And then incidents happen and there's speculation on what's really behind it. So I was quite intrigued with your roundtable discussion about it. And I didn't know, Annette, that you have a fascination with Beyonce. I think a good one, though, normally, from what I'm gathering, right?
Allegedly.
Right, it's like, is it one of those? Like, sometimes yeah, sometimes no.
Well, you know what it is? I respect her as an entertainer. I think she's a very good entertainer. I don't agree that she should have tickets being sold for $500. I don't think she's quite that good. But enough of her. I want to talk back to you.
No, and it's interesting because my background, you know, is really I came from the entertainment industry. So I have, you know, so my own experience being on the inside, and my book is really this, it kind of goes between my lifelong health issues. So I've really transformed a lot of health issues in my life when a lot of people around me said that's not going to be possible to do. And then I have all this background in the entertainment industry and kind of really wanting to make it and, you know, being wanting to be up there and being, like, you know, well-known and famous and rubbing shoulders with both famous and non-famous people in my lifetime. So it's kind of interesting. My daughter then also became her own celebrity because she had a television show. So I've walked these kind of two worlds. I've kind of meandered, and that's the subtitle of my book. I've meandered between a lot of different experiences in my life. All, you know, underlying it was really these health issues that I had from a very young age. So that's kind of the gist of my book. And interestingly, I've told my book as a conversation between a well-known television talk show celebrity and myself. So all the stories are told like we're talking, like in a conversation between two people. So that the confessions are really about, you know, our humanness, right? How we have, I guess at times, resistance to things, and we think we have all the answers, right, and how the resistance holds us back in life. And for me, it's been this real journey of discovery. I think we're all on a journey of discovery every day. So the word confessions, I'll put it in quotes, it's really about confessing to our vulnerability as human beings as opposed to, hopefully nobody's disappointed out there, not so much the sex, drugs, and rock and roll kind of confessions that people associate, right, with the hippie era.
Yeah, because I got my incense burning, and I got my dashiki on, and you know, my round glasses. I was ready. I wanted to be in character.
I have my.
Well, you know, the hippie era is, I mean, like, if you know, the hippie era is really fascinating because I'm really into astrology. You might not be surprised about that. But during the hippie era, there were these seeds planted for all the things that are part of our cultural conversations today. So for me, the hippie era was really about a value system. And it's like these values that I believe are at the core of who we are. And so I like to tell people we're all hippies. So when I say to people, you know, world peace or organic living or consciousness or spirituality or art or music or love, I mean, these are all values that I think at the core of us we all embody as human beings. So people will say, oh, wow, I didn't realize, but I'm a hippie.
I'm a hippie.
You know, not
I'm a hippie. Right, I'm
Yay.
A hippie.
And not
I'm
hippie in the sense of, yeah, and that's
the whole
thing.
Could you talk about active hope and trusting your human intuition? And
yeah.
You know, that's true. You tap in on your human intuition and how you're thinking positively. And you're speaking of your health issues. Like I heard that you had lost 40 pounds 12 years ago, and it was because of you being malnourished. Now, what would you attribute to you regaining your health? Was it this being in a hippie, so to speak, state of mind?
I think a lot of it was really trusting my own decisions. I don't know if that, you know, I mean, I had a lot of input. As you know, all of you, there's a lot of input from the outside world. There's a lot of opinions, a lot of noise all the time. And one of the things I've really learned is to trust my inner voice. So even when nobody really agreed with me at all, ever, even my family. So, I mean, you can appreciate that. You know, I just said I really have to trust my intuition, like my inner knowing of what's the right thing for me to do. And I happened to discover around the time I was really, really ill and really people would look at me. I mean, you can imagine like weighing 89 pounds. You look like a walking skeleton. And that's part of the reason I put that picture in the book is that people have a visual of how far down I was and how when people saw me, they went, oh, my God, this woman is not going to make it. And, I mean, you know, I have a strong will, strong determination, and like this inner I just was led. I don't know if you had that experience where you're sort of led to certain things and they pique your curiosity and you go, I want to explore that. And I was led to an art program that really worked with this idea of transforming from the inside out as opposed to finding something out there that's going to help you transform yourself. So that experience was kind of a godsend. It really was. I feel like this woman who's a facilitator was like this angel here on earth, right, to help people transform
mm-hmm.
their lives. Yeah,
mm-hmm.
and I know all of us have that. At times we have people show up.
We sometimes just don't tap into it.
Well, that's the whole thing. It's about learning to listen to yourself and not getting so distracted, right, by what other people are telling you. And it was a really long journey back. There were times where I felt I might not actually, you know, make it over that kind of that top of the mountain. And it was longer than ever because I'd been sick off and on since I was very young, but it was always easy. Like, I always kind of rebounded and came back.
What type of illness if you mind sharing? What type of illnesses are you talking about?
Most of mine were, I mean, it got to be very, very complicated where all organs were involved, but it really had to do with digestive issues. So digestive issues usually have to do with the self, right? If you know anything about, like, this kind of this middle section where it's like the gut, you know, this the gut, where things hit you in the gut and digestion. So the malnutrition came from literally malabsorbing food. It's not that I wasn't eating, ladies. Trust me. When I tell people I was eating 4,000 to 5,000 calories a day, people go, you're kidding me. And you weighed 89 pounds. You know, it was just my body was just not absorbing anything. So that created lots of other complications. And, you know, I've talked about them pretty openly in the book. Not that I have... I don't have a 1 to 10 list for everyone what you would do if you were in this situation. All I can do is share an experience, and then, you know, people, something might resonate for them. I did walk away from the traditional medical profession at the age of 28 because they had nothing to offer me. You know, when you're told, I was literally told at the age of 28, you're going to have to be on drugs the rest of your life. You're not going to be able to conceive and have children, and you'll probably have to have multiple surgeries. At that point, I don't really want to hear any of that, so let's see what else is possible.
And you have a daughter.
I do have a daughter.
You know what?
And she's famous.
You know what? Before we hear about this famous daughter, let's take a real quick break, and we'll come back and we'll talk about the famous daughter. I also want to talk about something I'm looking at in her media package. It was... where was it? A sponge. oh my gosh, a wisdom sponge. So when we come back, we're going to talk about that. You are listening to the Survival Radio Network, and we're one of the hottest networks in the game. So we'll be right back with our featured fam, no other than extraordinaire, with the author extraordinaire, Miss Beverly Golden. We'll be right back.
You are a waste, a loser. Everyone hates you. Why don't you just stay in your car and keep driving? I'm serious. Drive until you run out of gas and get out of your car and walk until you find someone who doesn't think you're dumber than bricks. Could take a while, but at least all that walking might burn a couple of calories.
You may not witness bullying like this every day. Your kids do. They want to help, but they don't know how. Visit StopBullying.gov to learn safe, simple ways your child can help stop bullying. Be more than a bystander at StopBullying.gov. A message from the Ad Council.
More and more people are making their purchases online, and their number one resource is ShopSquare.com. At ShopSquare.com, they're committed to excellence and top-notch customer service. ShopSquare.com is empowering customers just like you by providing them with the best details online anytime. If you're looking for electronics, home decor, home appliances, sporting equipment, college wear, or fashion, ShopSquare.com is where you'll want to be. Go to www.shopsquare.com or give us a call at 877-659-0807. That's 877-659-0807.
Do you want to take your business to the next level? Ultimate Business Solutions provides the support you need to increase your customer base and sell more products and services online. Specializing in graphic arts, web development, and internet marketing, Ultimate Business Solutions creates the face of your business. If you're looking for a custom logo, dynamic website, or popping marketing material, call Ultimate Business Solutions today at 404-704-2197 or visit www.ultimatebizsolutions.com. Ultimate Business Solutions. Let us create your future.
It's not always easy being a dad.
When's the fairy princess coming?
Any minute now.
What? What do you mean she's not coming?
But it's always worth it.
It's the fairy princess!
Here to buy. Grooves. Zinkle bell.
The smallest moments can have the biggest impact on a child's life.
I know it's really you, Drew. I'm just pretending for the other kids.
Take time to be a dad today. Call 877-4-DAD-411 or visit fatherhood.gov. Brought to you by the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services and the Ad Council.
Okay, welcome, welcome back. You know, Sam, we were having such a good conversation with with Beverly that I forgot to give you the call number. So if you have questions, you can call in. And I know you're out there, and a lot of people are afraid to press 1. I tell you, I will not be outside washing your car and scaring you to death. Okay, so just push. I'm not going to be at your house with breakfast, you know, just lighten up. But give us a call at 347-989-8385. Again, that's 347-989-8385. I'm sorry. If you're just joining us, I have my family on the phone, Lisa, my sister.
Hello.
I can't even think of my Brittany. I love my Brittany. Brittany and I have Mrs. Long, my mother, and my great niece, Angela. Look at me.
Oh, yeah.
Gabriella. And I haven't
poor
had any
Gabriella.
Of that. Now we're back with Beverly Golden, and she's kind of clarifying some things. I told her I had the incense on and the dashiki and the bees going on. The only thing we don't have going on is the stuff that's, you know, legal in Colorado. You know,
Lisa's got her afro.
There you go. Or your rose-colored glasses. That's the big one. The rose-colored glasses, right? That's what I thought.
Oh, yeah.
I see the rose-colored glasses. I know, Lisa, you had a question, but it's my show, so my questions outweigh yours. Why so? I get it with being a wisdom sponge. And the reason I say that, you have a post on your page that says, you know, silence, when you're silent, you can hear more. And that's really true. That really is true because some people, they yak, and they don't hear. They don't stop and hear the universe. They don't stop and hear what God is saying because you've got that internal voice going on. How do you do it? What is your process for wisdom sponge?
Yeah, I mean, I'm a voracious learner. So since I was really young, I mean, this really fuels me. You know, when people say, what do you do to have fun? I go, I learn something new. Not maybe that much fun to most people. I'm just fascinated by everything. And I do have a really active mind, so I hear what you're saying, Annette. And, you know, I'm an Aquarian. I'm an air sign.
Oh,
and I have 5 other planets in air. I got 6 planets in air. So trust me. It's tough not to be in my head. Do we have another Aquarian here on the line? Did I hear
two more Aquarians on the phone? 2 more Aquarians.
Of course.
Lisa's an Aquarian. Brittany's an Aquarius.
There you go. Well,
we know exactly what she's talking about, don't we, Brittany?
There you go. Yeah, and I mean, it's challenging not to be in my head because I feel sometimes that I'm literally these ideas are just flying through, you know, and it's like, yay, I have to grab this or I want to grab this. And that's part of the way I write. I don't really sit down and write. I have all this stuff flowing to me, I'll say, all these ideas I call from the cosmos coming towards me. So for me, I've taken up walking. I know that sounds interesting, but walking can be really, really meditative because the whole thing is if we tune in to nature if we really do that, and a lot of people don't have that opportunity or haven't had the experience when they live in cities, nature is an amazing teacher. You know, I've been watching, we have a very late spring here. I'm in Toronto, Ontario, Canada, and it's been a really late spring, and, you know, there's this moment where you go, oh, my God, are these plants alive? Like, are they going to come alive again? And there's no competition, right? I read something that was really beautiful. It said, a flower isn't in competition with the flower next to it. It just blooms. You know,
you're
and
such
that
an aquarian.
I'm definitely an ideal. Another thing, other than a wisdom sponge, I'm a boundless idealist. I want to see the positive and the optimistic and, you know, the possibilities in life. And, you know, I'm very fascinated. I've had quite my own challenge with my own mind. I mean, we all do, right? This is the nature of human being. The ideas, the conversation in my head, ongoing, the chatter. And it's really, I love gardening now. You know, when I was a child, I write about it in the book. If I got dirty, I'd run inside and go, Mommy, change me, change me. I didn't like getting down in the dirt. It was this loftiness. I'm a cloud watcher. I love watching clouds. It's like this idea of flying is fascinating to me. So all those things, you know, watching clouds, very meditative. Just really being in nature, walking. I'm not a meditator in the sense of what a lot of people would imagine, but there's other ways to meditate. You know, doing artwork, doing anything that creative that stirs your juices. So
right,
these are
I
all
draw.
Things like, yeah, yeah. So
yeah,
you
I
get
draw.
That. You get lost in it,
yeah.
And it just
mm-hmm.
I hear you. You're taken to another place, right? You have this opportunity. It's not so much an escape, but it's an opportunity just to let the inside come out, right? In some expression.
Exactly.
Yeah. Beverly, my sister, Lisa, that's who you're speaking with, draws beautifully, and it really puts her in, what I've noticed, and she gets focused, laser focused, and it just flows. Her creativity
mm-hmm.
just flows. Unfortunately, everyone on the phone has a talent except me.
She has a talent.
You know what? I got to tell you all this. I've recently learned that we're not only, as human beings, we're not only hardwired for language. We're all hardwired for creativity. So when somebody says, I'm not creative, I go, no. Trust me, we're all creative. It's just a matter
mm-hmm.
of how you want to express it.
Exactly.
Yeah.
Well, and
so
can
Annette,
I
come
ask
on.
Her now? Can I ask her now about her daughter? I got two questions for you, actually, Beverly.
Sure.
I wanted to know who your daughter is, and you said that she had a sitcom, correct?
It was basically, so the show is called Ready or Not. It was on 65 stations around the world. In the States, at first it was on Showtime, and then it was on Disney. And it was about two, it wasn't so much a sitcom, it was the first, I don't know if you'd call it a tween hour-long show, two girls, very opposite. My daughter played the busy Ramon, the tomboy character, who played drums, and the other girl, Amanda, played like kind of the girly. So it was really, it was an amazing show because it was very real-life situations. I mean, they did a show way back then about getting your period. It was very, very, it was way even before Degrassi, which I know has had a comeback.
Wow.
So my daughter,
okay.
Yeah, so it was called Ready or Not. It's still syndicated around the world. And I think it was an interesting experience because from a very young age, she had this experience of being recognized. And even this many years later, because she's in her early 30s now, everybody recognizes her no matter where she goes, right? The show had a very strong impact for people who watch it, yeah. And we got to travel. I mean, we traveled to New York, and we traveled to L.A., and we traveled to London. So I was like her flying companion. She's a Gemini, so the two air signs were like kind of flying places together.
You know,
and
that's
having,
my second
yeah.
question to you about you traveling. And you said that, you know, you got a chance to do a lot of traveling. Is there any place that you visited that you found peaceful, like where you had that inner peace, or any place that you just find that you really were in touch with?
Yeah,
you know, like
one of the places.
I'm sorry,
yeah, it's funny because I had written an article about it, and I just reposted this article. I just sort of resurrected it. It's about Sedona, Arizona. And I try to go there every year. I don't even know how to explain it to people, but anyone who's been there will have a very similar experience. There's something really magical. The energy there, supposedly it's a very high spiritual energy because of the vortexes there. And it's absolutely exquisite, first of all. And you just arrive there and nothing seems to matter except being there. You can actually see all the stars every night because they don't allow street lights at night. And it's small, you know, so there's amazing hiking. I mean, it's really, no matter what you like to do, Sedona is a place just to go, and there's something about finding inner peace there. And the interesting thing was when I met someone there, they said Sedona is not a place to come if you want an outer experience. It's really about coming to have an inner experience here. Mm-hmm. So that's a place close enough for all of us to go, Sedona, Arizona.
Yeah, you know, when I heard about Sedona, and I know everybody's going to laugh, I was watching, of course, Keeping Up with the Kardashians. And
okay.
Sorry, Kim, another Kim show. But Chris and one of Kim's friends drove to Sedona. And I saw it is what you say. I mean, just what they were showing you, and it was just, it looked peaceful, and they said, you know, they had a really nice experience, and they would show a couple of things, you know, of course, it's just an hour show, so you're not going to get to see much because they have to cut back to other things, but from what I could see, it was just absolutely gorgeous, and I mean, maybe it's a well-kept secret because everybody thinks these islands are the best places to get R&R. So when I did see the Sedona, I said, you know, maybe that is something to that, you know?
Well, and for me, I like to
stay
interested.
Eat, pray, and love healing. Eat, pray, and love with Eat, pray, and love. That's what you kind of are kind of touching on with your book, maybe? Is it like an eat, pray, love?
I think my book is more a personal journey because it's really this journey of discovery in a lot of ways through hopefully humorous anecdotal stories because I was in the music industry. You know, like I talk about my health issues very honestly in the book, and I guess there's a lot of vulnerability. It's definitely not a book that if you're looking for titillation, you know, like if you're looking for those kind of stories, it's really one woman's journey. And it is a journey of self-discovery because I've arrived here and I did survive. And I mean, that's the whole point. In 2002, really, there were a lot of people who just went, oh my God, this could go either way. And you know, when my daughter, I did go to a clinic in Germany, and when my daughter sent me off at the airport, she said, it's okay, Mom. You've struggled and you've been challenged so much and you're so ill. If you want to go there and die, it's okay. And I mean, I'm sure you can all imagine what my reaction was. Is I'm in a wheelchair at the airport going off somewhere, and she's saying it's okay to die. And I just looked at her and go, no, I'm not. I don't think I've done what I've come here to do yet, something to that effect. And I went off there, you know, and I came back, and it was still a long journey back to health. It was still a really long journey.
Billy, I want to take a quick break. I got to pay the bills here. And we'll be right back, and I want you to finish up this story before, you know, we have to sign off. So we're going to take a quick break and come right back. And, Beverly, I want you to finish us out and give us some tips to help us, you know, get over and get into a better frame of mind. So we'll be right back. And you're listening to Survival Radio Network. I'm Annette, your host, and I'll see you in a couple of seconds. Bye. I mean, I'll be right back.
All in together now, we can make it better now. Come on, can we do it?
Yeah, you know that we can.
We'll open up,
cause we know how to jump.
We'll roll it out,
we know how to dance.
We'll cut it down,
we know what to eat.
We'll swap it out.
Just moving a little and eating better every day can help make you and your kids healthier. Search We Can online to find doable tips and activities that you can use every day. That's We Can. A message from the Ad Council, HHS, and NIH's We Can program.
Too many times we find ourselves wearing masks to cover our true selves. Girl in the Glass is an empowerment group that supports you in honoring the person you are meant to be. go to www.girlintheglass.net and learn to trust, receive, and believe in your ability to live in your truth. Visit www.girlintheglass.net today.
Professional photos that pop are essential for models and actors. Images that show love and connections within a family are memorable keepsakes. Contact Tammy McGarity Photography today. As a model actress turned celebrity photographer, Tammy has a gift for capturing your authentic moments. Call 404-490-2426 or visit www.tammymcgarityphotography.com today.
Hey, sweetie, what's going on?
Well, honey, I have some news.
Okay, what?
All that training paid off. I got the job.
Oh, I knew you would get it. So when do you start?
When you donate stuff to Goodwill, you help provide job training for people right here in your community. Goodwill. Donate stuff. Create jobs. Find your nearest donation center at goodwill.org. A message from Goodwill and the Ad Council.
Okay, we're back. We're back, family. We are back, and we are having a good time. And we are talking to Beverly Golden, and she has her new book out, Confessions of a Middle-Aged Hippie. And, you know, Beverly, you need a two-hour show because there are just so many things that we could ask you. You know, it's like, well, what about this, and what about that, and, you
know,
it's like so many questions, and I'm like, oh, we got to go. What if you leave us with one thing, what is the one thing you want us all to know, your readers, your listeners, the people that read your writing, what is it that you really want to get through to us?
Yeah, I think what's really important is that we all matter. We all have amazing stories to tell, and we all have something to share. And just, I think this idea of listening to each other, you know, as a way to start, like be in conversation, and just trust your own inner voice, too. You know, as long as it's not the noise in your head, but it's coming from somewhere farther down, as long as it's coming from the heart, like, you know, the heart areas. And
right.
Yeah, I think we're losing touch in a way. I think what you're doing is amazing because you're having this conversation, right? And like so many people don't have the opportunity to have conversations or to be listened to. And all people really want is to be seen and to be loved. And really it's
right.
I mean, I know I'm an Aquarian lady, but it's that simple, right? Like it's really about
simple.
Yeah, it really is that simple. And I mean, I'm not trivializing it because I honestly believe it is that simple. And call me an idealist.
Mm-hmm.
But it's really about caring about other people and listening to other people.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
I love you. I have to get your book. I love you. I love talking to you.
I'd love to come back and talk to you guys because I love having conversations.
Absolutely. And I'm going to be giving you a call because I have some questions for you. But, Beverly, I just want to thank you for giving us the opportunity to connect with you. Like I said, reading it, you're a very fascinating woman. I enjoy this conversation, which really needed to be 2 hours, but I only paid a bill for one, so what can I tell you? But anyway,
okay.
I do want you to come back. I just want to thank my family for just supporting me. Lisa, thank you. Brittany, thank you. And
you're welcome. You're welcome.
And never forget, we have Mrs. Long and we have my great niece, Gabriella Janae, what do you want to call yourself, Long Singleton? You know, Miss Long, okay, she's going to be Miss Long. Well, this Long Singleton, I told you, she could never hyphenate her name anymore if she married Johnson. You know, what is your name? I'm getting too old. But anyway, I do want you to come back. There's so much that, you know, I'm reading about you. And, you know, you're like getting to a nice cozy area and just read and just, you know, it's like you have things that I remember but I'm not doing anymore and I need to be still so that I can incorporate these things. So I just want to say thank you, and let everybody know that you know, the Survival Radio Network is, we do a lot of things here. We have over 600,000 downloads. We have the book of the month, which is, oh, it's so good, too. I hate to say this. Not only hate to say this, but about person, I'm trying to say it. It's a bodybuilding book, and it talks about, what else was it? I am so stupid. I'm so sorry. I'm not usually crazy, but it's, I'll post it. It's a, I was going to say Beyonce. I apologize to this man because I just had him up and I don't know what I did with him. That is so tacky. Somebody just kill me now. Kill me now. But anyway, it was a great show. I love it. Beverly, I have been to Toronto wining and dining clients, so it is absolutely beautiful there. Kind of chilly, but it was good. I think it was like in the summer for us, but not quite hot there. So, you know, but it was absolutely gorgeous. I thought, oh, my gosh. And so where is your daughter now? She's traveling the world?
No, my daughter's here. And she's been doing a little bit of voice work and working on some music. So she's kind of a multi-interested person, too, in a lot of different things. And, you know, there's been talk of doing a revival of the series if they could get the backing. As you all know, you know, it's about backing.
Yeah,
so
yeah.
The characters are very well remembered. So hopefully that could be in the sometime future. And her
great.
And I are just... Yes, you know, you just never know with life, right? Things are changing so quickly and so rapidly. You just have to take whatever's coming towards you and go, okay, that's curious, that's interesting. Let's investigate. Let's check it out and say yes. Mm-hmm. Say yes to life, everyone.
Okay. Yes to life from Beverly.
Just don't let her hang out with Miley Cyrus. Let her hang out with Miley Cyrus. I used to love her when she was Hannah Montana. Now she's like Beyonce with the stripping stuff going on. But anyway, I'm looking at the clock on the wall, and my time is getting short. I hate to end because, like I said, there are a lot of people that I can go over for 2 hours with, but Beverly, you are, and I mean that sincerely, that you are one of those people that I could just go on and on and on with because there's just so much. Like I said, I have some offline conversations that I want to have.
Okay, I'm ready.
She's such a breath of fresh air. I just want to call her after we, you know, finish the show.
Yeah, like, call you offline?
Anytime. As I also say, to be continued. Yeah, to be continued. I always believe conversations are to be continued.
Yeah,
okay, so you're a blogger.
I do. I write for the Huffington Post. My new website's up, so people can go to beverlygolden.com, and you'll see all artwork, and you'll see my writing, and you'll see my articles, and there's a blog there, and my book trailer video you can get to. So, like, there's a lot of stuff. You know, I've had a lot of experiences, and I'm delighted to share them with people.
Well,
and
say it again, it's Beverly Golden.com.
BeverlyGolden.com, yeah.
Okay.
I'm going to put it on my, inbox so everybody can get the information. But I got to wrap it up. It was fun. I love you all. Or as I say, I love you for real. Thanks, everybody, for being on the show today. And again, see you next week. Love you for real. Thank you.